The UN Security Council paved the way for more aid to Afghanistan, unanimously passing a U.S.-sponsored resolution explicitly stating humanitarian assistance and other activities that support basic human needs in Afghanistan are not a violation of international sanctions. China supported the resolution after pushing back against an initial draft requiring case-by-case aid exemptions.
The current situation in Afghanistan is at a critical stage, facing multiple arduous and complex challenges. The most important task is to help Afghanistan mitigate the humanitarian crisis the soonest and to stabilize and restore the economy.
The U.S. insisted the UN Emergency Relief Coordinator report back to the Council every 6 months to ensure the aid does not benefit those on the sanctions list.
It is essential for the Security Council to receive regular updates on the implementation of this resolution. Such information is critical to enabling sufficient oversight to ensure that assistance is reaching the intended beneficiaries by mitigating diversion.
After the resolution passed, a spokesman for the Taliban welcomed the measure, saying, "We appreciate it. It can help Afghanistan's economic situation." He also called on the international community to speed up the removal of crippling economic sanctions. The UN has warned that half the population doesn't have enough to eat. Cash flow has been an issue since the Taliban took control of the government, leading the World Bank to freeze nearly $10 billion in assets. Civil servants haven't been paid in months. Aid groups welcome the resolution.
It is a very important step in the sense that the sanctions have had an impact on the capacity to bring in assistance, to bring in financial support and liquidities to the people and the services that we need to support right now in this moment.
The UN's humanitarian chief, Martin Griffiths, called the resolution a milestone. The rare agreement among council members, evidence of the shocking level of need and suffering in Afghanistan. Kristen Slumy, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.